Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I mean, besides just a couple desserts, really, at this point, I did an amazing thing. I completed all my Christmas shopping. And no excuses, right? Yeah.
Woo!
My wife wasn't even feeling good yesterday, so I got it done for her and I.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then I wrapped like a champion. There are 4 presents in my house left that I have to wrap. That's it.
That deserves more than an applause.
I mean,
that deserves a whole parade.
It's pretty great, right?
It's a
pretty
good parade.
But a lot of people are still under that pressure. I mean, who's left to shop for on your list? Producer Julie.
I need to get my boyfriend's parents something because they do a grab bag, like a Secret Santa. So we have a person.
Yeah.
But I need to get them something. So that has to happen.
So wait, you have to get the grab bag gift?
No, the grab bag is done.
That's done. That's but you still done. Have to get the parents
yeah,
something. Yeah,
something.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to do something.
I mean, it's like pressure, though. Like, is it like good? Like, it has to be something good?
I don't know. I'm making a corn casserole, too. So that could go south. So I got to have a good gift.
Have you cooked? Are you typically somebody that
no.
brings?
Okay. No, no.
Did they ask you?
Aaron asked me for that. So I was like, oh, sure. And then I was like, ooh.
Aaron, your boyfriend
yes.
was like, can you make this?
Yeah, he was like, I really like that we had it at Thanksgiving. And now I'm like, oh,
yeah.
now
okay,
I really
so now you're did you make it on Thanksgiving?
No.
So he wants you to recreate this
yeah,
thing that
he's
he really
like,
liked.
Can you make that? I'm like, oh, yeah.
All right. All right, well, bringing it to the...
Some things to do.
Future in-laws, possibly. Good luck
yes.
there. I don't want to be the person that puts any pressure on anybody's holidays.
Oh, that already came up on Thanksgiving, too. It was a big Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh, right. All right. Well, you're at that age, 22, where nobody really expects you to bring gifts.
No. Well, now they're starting to call, and they're like, hey, can you cook this? Can
yeah,
you bring this?
Can you make this? Right. Okay, well, that comes with a sort of pressure, too. Ashley's in for Anna today. Ashley, who's still left to shop for?
I still need a couple of stocking stuffer gifts. I always wait till the last minute with those. And the cats.
Yeah.
the cats need a gift.
Yeah. No, I get the dogs' gifts. They have their own stockings. Yeah,
yeah
I totally
the dog
do.
Has had his gift. He has been eyeing it. Now the cats.
Wouldn't the cats just be happy with like the leftover wrapping? You just crumple it up and throw it in a corner and they'll go chase it?
Well, every morning I have been finding pieces of bow on the floor.
Yeah. Mm.
So they've already been getting into some, but it's just not for them.
They need a little something extra. How about you, Justin? Who's left to shop for?
Well, Christmas I'm good for. But the problem that I have is that between the beginning of December and mid-January, my father, 2 brothers, 2 nieces, and a nephew all have birthdays.
So what do you get?
Well, join the crowd.
Yeah. So what I have to do is I have to time it out so I see what they're getting for Christmas so I can finish doing the birthday gifts after Christmas. Mm-hmm. So it's a tightrope. It's a delicate balance.
With mine the 29th. It just sucks. My father-in-law's is New Year's Day, so how many times am I going out like on the 30th, like, oh, yeah, because I forgot to get his. And you think I would have learned my lesson through all this time, you know, having to suffer through it myself. But, you know, it's already begun. Jaden's first birthday party was just 2 weeks ago, and he got a ton of stuff. I mean, there's like 60 people there, so it's like a crazy amount of toys. And yet his great-grandparents are over next to me, and they go, look at all he got. So he says to my wife, he says, yeah, we just got him some gloves and some socks and like an outfit for Christmas. And my wife was like, so it begins. So it begins.
Thing.
Don't you rip that kid off because his birthday is close to Christmas.
Everybody's going to return stuff now.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
I mean, it's a mess out there today in general, shopping and all that. Who's left to shop for on your list? Are you one of those people that, you know, you do it all today? Are you waiting to the last minute? Are you just missing 1 or 2 items? Tell me. This is it. Time is up. I mean, I don't even know if all stores are even open tomorrow. So who's left to shop for? You're going to be running around today. No matter where you're driving, you're going to encounter traffic with people that are desperate to get their things done. Jen, who's left to shop for?
Okay, I need to shop for my boyfriend because I bought him a gift, but it was candy that I really like, and I ate all of it.
When you shop at the last minute for somebody you're involved with, do you figure that you spend more money or less?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I feel like I spend more money because I'm like, oh, it's working out. We're still together.
Yeah. No, I feel like I spend more at that point because I'm just compensating. Because now I'm firing away at gifts. Like, it's not like I go in there and I specifically, you know, had this thing in mind for them, because I would have got it a long time ago.
I'm forgetful, so I probably overspend because I forget the things that I buy throughout the year.
It's 24 hours before. I just figure they need more than one thing, so now I'm buying multiple things. I'm not even thinking about it. That's my problem.
Well, I'm just happy they haven't left me.
Well, oh, okay. Kind of sad, but good luck. Hope that doesn't happen today or tomorrow. If it does, you can just keep it
yourself.
That's
why I get them gifts that I also like.
Right. Mike, who's left to shop for?
Everybody.
I knew it.
I swear. I have two sister-in-laws, four kids between them. I got my mom and dad. It's all piling up out of nowhere. I had one or two things. I thought I was making a bit of progress, and now it's all crashing in.
You say that it's piling up, but did you know this? Like, is this how you always handle it or no?
Of course I knew. It's Christmas. It's not like some sneak attack.
Right.
I just had a lot going on, and I just dropped the ball, my friend.
So how do you do this when you have everything left? Do you go to, like, the mall and say, I can get it all here? Or do you go store to store? What?
Well, that would be the, like, 1998 way to do it. But I'm probably just going to Amazon Prime a bunch of crap and hope for the best.
Yeah, okay. So
we can always resort to wads of cash.
Yeah, maybe it'll get there by New Year's Day. Julie, who's left to shop for?
Okay, so the hardest person to shop for is actually my best friend, because my best friend always says, oh, I don't want anything for Christmas, but that's definitely a lie. I can't go in with truly nothing, so I feel like I got to have something that's, like, prepared.
And here you are, 2 days to go, and no idea what that's going to be. Good luck. Jack, who's left to shop for?
I got to get my dad something. I think parents are the hardest people to shop for, because they already get themselves everything, and they're so stuck in their ways. Like, if you get them something new, I got my dad shoes one time, and he looked at it like it was a foreign object. He's like, oh, thank you. Never wore them. It was like $140 shoes.
There's nothing worse than the person that as soon as they open up the gift, they tell you that they're never going to use it, too. So I've had my grandfather-in-law, like, bought him a gift, put the thought into it, got him something nice, open it up, and he's like, you just take that right back. And you're like, what? Like, it's like somebody slapping you across the face at the Christmas table. Like, don't insult me like that in front of everybody. Tell me you're going to wear it once. Tell me you're going to use it one time. And then return it.
Right.
To me, it's in the eyes. It's in the eyes. I mean, you see it, and if their eyes immediately deflate, you know you did wrong. That's my opinion.
It was like he built me up. He was like, oh, that is so nice. That's really good. He's like, take that right back. Never going to use it. I was like, what?
That's why I only get my dad edible things, because I know they'll go to good use.
I guess that's a good rule.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.